this product coming from way back, from a great grandmother, from a grandmother from 1860. And of course, its usage changed from a washout to now being applied to your hair and to your skin.
It is estimated that the value of the global castor oil and derivatives market could reach $1.81 billion by 2020. Stakeholders in the local industry have come together to form the Jamaica Castor Industry Association, geared at consolidating, standardizing, and commercializing the sector with emphasis on export markets. Stay with us for the next few minutes to find out more. For centuries, castor oil has been known as the secret to thick, luxurious, shiny hair. The golden brown nutritive oil is rich in omega essential fatty acids, considered to be highly versatile, with a distinct aroma, medium to thick viscosity, as well as moisturizing, sealing, strengthening, nourishing, restorative, and soothing properties. The carrier oil derived from the castor seed is also considered internationally to be perfectly suited for natural beauty and personal care applications. Local stakeholders, including farmers, processors, packagers, and distributors, are staking their claim on the global market value through the newly formed Jamaica Castor Industry Association.
I think the association was a good idea. For one, it could pull all the manufacturers, producers, everybody together and to have one voice moving forward, which is stronger than everybody pulling whichever way it is and can get things across because all resources are pooled and in one direction.
Now, as a collective front, I see that this thing can work very well. And I think it's a success for that purpose.
The association is formally registered and is headed by Interim President Joel Harris.
I'm hoping to lead that, in particular because of the passion that I have and the drive that I have to see Jamaicans prosper.
The association receives technical support from agencies including the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, Scientific Research Council, Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, and the Development Bank of Jamaica.
Of all the calls that have come into Jamaica, to JAMPRO, from overseas inquiring about products, castor oil has been the one that has received the most, certainly nearly 50%. We think that we can also play a role in having us organize ourselves so that when we really step out as an industry, we'll have the necessary steps in place to have the protection that is very necessary for growing a global business.
Vice President of Export and Market Development at JAMPRO, Robert Scott. Manager of Market Development for Agriculture and Non-Food Manufacturing at JAMPRO Burletta Henlon Forster says there is also growing interest locally in the crop and its derivatives. Mrs. Henlon Forster says preliminary analysis shows export and economic growth opportunities for the castor industry.
JAMPRO became aware in recent times of this growing interest in this crop, this whole product called castor oil, starting from the castor beans. And this interest has been coming in our direction, both from the investment side and from the trade side, both from the export markets and from the growers and manufacturers.
She says there is also the potential to create more jobs and engage Jamaicans right across the island due to the fact that castor oil farming and processing is labor-intensive and will require a number of persons for that aspect of the value chain. The Jamaica Castor Industry Association is working to create an identified mark or geographical indicator that represents the certification of authenticity and origin from the country. It is also looking to expose castor growers to best farming practices to ensure increased yield and sustainability of the sector. Another objective is to create a quality control standard and enable greater leverage of the industry. For more information about the association, email jamaicacastorindustry@gmail.com.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.